Proverbs 11:7 says, "When a wicked man dieth, his expectation shall perish, and the hope of unjust men perisheth." Now, for a daily devotional, this might seem a little bit dark. Many people will only read or listen to devotionals that emphasize the positive. They want to start their day with something uplifting and motivational. But I think we need to hear this. After all, God put this in here, so He evidently wants us to think upon it. And that is what true biblical meditation is all about, as Paul wrote to Timothy in 1 Timothy 4:15 and 16. "Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee." So, we meditate on Proverbs 11:7. We consider that when a wicked man dies, his expectation shall perish. And we've discussed this at times in the past, but this proverb puts it on the front burner and causes us to focus on this truth for a moment. My wife and I have been watching the Highway to Heaven series from the late 1980s. It's the typical unbiblical take on angels in the afterlife that you get from Hollywood, and that's why I wanted to watch it. Only 5 seasons, and you get a real feel for the expectation of Christ-rejecting do-gooders in Hollywood. The whole series is based on the premise that heaven is gained by works, and the goal is for humans to become angels. Utter nonsense biblically. Jesus does say we will be as the angels in the sense that there are no marriages or procreating in heaven. But in, for example, episode 18 of season 1 is titled "A Child of God," and a minister played by William Wyndham, who also played Dr. Seth Hazlitt in Murder, She Wrote, alongside Angela Lansbury, ends the episode having reunited with his atheist daughter by preaching a sermon in his church on how that he doesn't really think God cares what you believe as long as you're a good person. In another episode in season 3, this is episode 25, titled "The Gift of Life," heartless businessman R.R. Benson, played by Leslie Nielsen of Airplane comedy movie fame, he strikes a deal with God after learning of his impending death by cleaning up his company's environmental policies and by helping out the local community garden club. He is assured of being given an extension on life and of eternal life because he's become such a good guy. There are many other examples from that series we could discuss, but those came to mind. You have Michael Landon of Bonanza and Little House on the Prairie fame playing Jonathan Smith, a pseudonym for an angel on probation trying to earn his wings. And Victor French plays the part of Mark Gordon, who is the human helper to the angel. But sadly, both of these men expressed these same views on God and religion in their personal lives. They wrote a lot and directed most all of the episodes referred to above and others. And they never gave a profession of faith in Jesus Christ. Despite all of their efforts to cover their own sin by their own deeds, and despite how sincerely they may have believed that good works can somehow pay for sins committed against a holy God, these men are defined in Scripture as wicked. Why? Because of their sin and rebellion. They rebelled against God's offer of forgiveness by the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Sadly, these men and any like them died with the expectation of being okay with God. They may have even died expecting great reward from God for all of their efforts. They appear to have fulfilled this proverb: "When a wicked man dieth, his expectation shall perish, and the hope of unjust men perish." Not just the really bad wicked people, but that goes for the good wicked people as well. Psalm 53:3 says, "Every one of them has gone back. They are altogether become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one." The bottom line is, think biblically. The wicked do not. And that is why their expectation shall perish.